We talk about Adam and we talk about Eve, the original parental prenaters. And lately I fell into kind of a spell of research on this genus predators. The book says the garden, that's Eden, beg pardon, found Adam in a hell of a spin. He needed the scorch from a feminine torch to start the original sin. But the distaff he needed was not yet seeded. How possible to make a selection? And the doing provide him, probed down inside him, and a rib was removed from his section. And so, by mystic flim-flatum, this Eve came to Adam. And with her, he started to grapple. And with generous good measure, they took of the treasure, verboten, that Jonathan apple. But aside from all this, there's one thing amiss. What kind of a man was our Addy? And with inquiring mind, I searched and did find these physical facts about this laddie. I found he had dark wavy hair, physique beyond compare. He was taller than most, which made our Eve boast. His teeth were a dentist's delight. His profile a Barrymore sight. No sports at the time like hockey, so he excelled as a boudoir jockey. Aha, now we come to a discussion of his conjugal or major working equipment. You know, some women have always referred to their men as being firm as a hot water bottle, or maybe short as a vote counter's pencil, or perhaps so dead it would not even respond to shock treatment, or maybe just that old, cold, flabby mackerel. But not so our Addy, for in Eve's own words. And at this point, we find Eve advancing in age, and she's very nostalgic. Eve speaks.
Adam was such a good long boy, so round, so fully packed, so easy in the draw. I remember once finding Adam serenely asleep in the garden. He looked beautiful lying there, and it looked beautiful. Standing there so erect, like a granite figure rising out of a luxurious bed of pubics, set off poetically by two granite-like spheres, which I fondly christened Cain and Abel. One always wanted to raise Cain, the other not so Abel. I always loved to find Adam this way, for invariably this picture of pubics always gave me the yen for canubics. I have written a song to perpetuate the memory of Adam as my husband and lover. I shall try to sing it for you in my rather unsteady voice. Adam, 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 really Adam, the things of which a poet he should write. He began just like a demon. It was grand, you should have seen him when he took good aim and plunged with all his might. Lover, 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 that was Adam. When the urgent came, was up there like a kite. And those cutest little pesties, better known they are as testes, they would bounce and bounce around with sheer delight. Adam, Adam. Oh, Adam. Man, oh, man, oh, man, that was her Adam. He sure made it tough for me, I'm just a jerk. I've tried everything in powers, even stooped to take hot showers, but I sure as heck can't get the thing to work. That was Adam, that was Adam. Oh, that Adam really had.